Yeah. Okay, well, let's just get right around to it because it's going to be a short one tonight. A short one indeed. Because we're starting so late. Couldn't stay away. Between the hours of 7 and 9, I go nuts if I am not where I'm supposed to be. But I had a good meeting over there at the Little League. We had a good Little League meeting. It's actually going to be a good, better year than I thought. We teamed up with some other towns. Towns that don't have problems getting kids in to play. So I think that it's going to be pretty interesting. But I've got a great coaching staff, man. I remember I told you those two old players of mine from 2010, 2011, they're coming to coach with me. And I told them they have to come on the show. They've been asking me to be on my show since they were, I don't know, 13, 14. I said, you kidding me? No. Forget I even have a show. And don't go looking for it. And now, I think they're going to be able to take their first legal drinks like next month or something like that. So, it's going to be good to have them on. See what's going on inside their minds. I said, you know, you're going to be psychoanalyzed by thousands of people, you little shits. They said, I can't wait. Everett and Christian. So, welcome to the show, ladies and gents. How you doing? Sean Merzinski on Periscope says, Bernie's getting screwed again, but is anybody surprised? Well, we're going to get into that right now. It's Super Tuesday. Are you having a super duper time? I am. I got to work on anything but this stuff today because I knew we weren't going to have a traditional show. I have nothing prepared. But I wanted to just check out what's going on. What's going on, Auntie Vodka? And on the YouTube, of course, we've got Dust Bunny and Ethel Mertz and Donna and John Rogers. Everybody's having a good time tonight. So let's go on to the super chat. No, not the super chats. The headlines. Where the hell is it here? Let's just go to Drudge and see what's going on there. Bernie wins Vermont. Oh, you don't say. Biden wins, or I don't know if these are wins or he's just leading, Alabama, Massachusetts, Maine, which is pretty interesting there because Maine. Wait a second. Really? Maine? Biden grabs trio of Super Tuesday wins in southern states. But what do we have here? Wins heavily. Once jumbled primary. Give it to me here. Wild card, Bloomberg, who skipped it. Two other moderates, blah, blah, blah. Give me the actual polls here. Nah, this is all bullshit. If Maine goes to Biden, that would be really interesting because Maine usually goes the way of New Hampshire. Usually. I know that there's like kind of like a split vote. I think that Trump got a electoral college vote out of Maine. It's one of those split things. But what else do they say here? Delegate counts. Let's go to the delegate counts. All right, everybody. We're on the fly here. So far, this is what is on NBCNews.com. Biden with 153 delegates, Sanders with 95. Obviously, this is not with Texas or California being counted. Those are gigantic states. Those are gigantic states. Those alone, wherever those go, is going to be the most important. But I wish I can see state results and what's going on here. You know what? I'm just going to open up the calls. Anybody out there who's actually been able to... Let me see what Rich Barris is doing. 914-595-6953. Call on in. Hold on. Hey, Rich, what you doing right now? You want to call into the show real quick and give us all a five-second roundup? See what happens. I don't have that kind of access, but we'll see. We'll see if I can impose on his private time for a little bit. But 914-595-6953, I did not mute the ringer, so be the first one to call in so I can. What else is happening tonight? Putting potatoes, this is from the New York Post, putting potatoes up your butt won't cure hemorrhoids, doctors warn. Now, I wish I had read this earlier, because I made a big mistake last week, and I mean big, trying to get on top of my hemorrhoid problem. And I put 5 potatoes up there and still nothing, and then this happened. Still having regularity problems. Here's something else. I told Lauren that this may have to happen soon. Man locks wife in bathroom over fear she might have coronavirus. Lisa, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you answered the phone, Frank.
Hey now.
I'm not prepared to talk to you, but...
Always be prepared.
I'm not, because I just got on and then you just said that and then I just dialed it like a crazy fool. Anyway, you're so awesome and your show's so great.
Oh, thank you. Well, this is not the first time. This is what, like the third or fourth time you called in, right?
That's right, yes. Okay. I'm the one in California that I take my daughter to horseback riding and listen to you.
That's right, you see? So you're already a vet here. So what's on your mind? What are you seeing out there? Anything you want to leave us?
I've been, let's see. I don't really know what's going on in the news the last couple of days because I've been at the horse show, but I'm going to say this about the coronavirus. I think they're making it into a way bigger deal than it is. I don't think it's a big deal, and I don't think everyone should panic is what I want to say.
Well, I think that's a very, very nice thing to tell people, because I, no matter what's panic ever really going to do? And there's very practical things everybody should be, whatever's happening here, Lisa, my whole thing is, I don't believe that anybody's telling us the full, the full truth about anything. So I think that we have definitely been able to identify the propaganda uses of this entire thing very early on. And we know that because the same people who are propagandizing it and jumping on the hysteria at first were not really interested in reporting it because they are covering something like impeachment. So it's one of those things where as long as we're all just taking personal precautions and taking care of yourself and having plans for what you can do in your household if anything should happen, then what the hell? You gotta move on, I guess.
Well, I'm in a school of ministry, and so our school travels pretty intensely, so I kind of have a little insider of what's really going on, and I just don't think we should be worried. I know that they're shutting down certain countries, which has changed where we travel. But I listened to Dr. Drew on the news. He was literally yelling on the news last night because it's such overhyped. And we've had so many other issues we could have been afraid of. And I wouldn't be shocked if, well, I think they've done this to us. And but I think it's not going to be, if somebody gets it, I don't think it's going to be bad or really serious. Or, I mean, of course, if you're older and you have other health issues, then it could be serious. But I think it's just, it's hysteria. They're just trying to change the voting. And
thank you for calming us all down, Lisa. And it's great to hear from you again. And I hope you have a great night.
Thank you, Frank. I love you. You're so awesome. Oh, tell Lauren hi. I really liked it when you had her on there.
I try to sprinkle her in throughout the year. But you know, no one needs this kind of stress. So I bring her on when I know that there's going to be very, very light shows. But otherwise, you know, I'd rather her be home and have the option to turn me off. So with the remote control. But thank you, Lisa.
That's my sister-in-law laughing at you.
All right. I'll talk to you both soon.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. Have
Later.
A great night.
There you go. Lisa and the sister-in-law. Yeah. Well, I've been drinking my nanoxide, so I've got the colloidal. So what is this? I already muted this. Dare you? I've been drinking my nanoxide, so, and my C60 and whatever. And you know what? For the last 2 months, maybe like 2 or 3 times a month, I will actually go to a Subway. I'm talking about the sandwich shop, one town over. It's a clean Subway. You don't go to the Subway in the inner cities. You don't do anything like that. But I think I'm going to be staying away from things like that for a while. I told Lauren when we go shopping next, or when she goes shopping next, just get about 25 cans of tuna fish, and I should be fine. It'll be a little bit boring for a couple of weeks, but those are little things that we can be, you know, doesn't stop me. Doesn't stop me from doing anything else. So, 914-595-6953. Did you see this? Donna Brazile shocks Fox's Ed Henry by telling Ronna McDaniel, go to hell. I want you to listen to this here, because the reason why she's telling her to go to hell is kind of shocking. It shocks me. It shocks me, not because she actually said go to hell and acted like a virulent fool, but listen to this.
I'm really worried about the results that we see the day after so many Americans get a chance to cast their ballot.
Well, we had Ronna McDaniel on, Donna, earlier on the program, chairwoman of the RNC, and she was talking about the possibility of a brokered convention, the impact that would have on Bernie Sanders. Here's Ronna.
It does depend on how big the lead that Sanders takes out of California is, if he picks up a huge proportion of delegates. But I don't see anybody getting out soon, and it's leading towards potentially a broker convention, which will be rigged against Bernie if those superdelegates have their way on that second vote.
To that, you say what, Donna?
First of all, I want to talk to my Republicans. First of all, stay the hell out of our race. Stay the hell out of our race.
Yeah, I know. We get to do whatever the hell we want to do with our races, as you well know. I mean, she was the one that actually had to break it to Bernie Sanders that he was not going to be allowed to win the primary in 2016. She was the one. You can go and actually read that story where she retells the retelling of having to tell Bernie that the $200 million he raised and spent was all for naught because Hillary was the DNC. This is a woman that was, this is Donna Brazile, who was sneaking out and dealing in debate questions. Stay the hell out of our elections. Oh God. Oh God, please. What an awful woman.
I get sick and tired, Ed. And Sandra, I've listened to Republicans tell me and the Democrats about our process. First of all, they don't have a process. They're canceling primaries. They have winner take all. They don't have the kind of democracy that we see on the Democratic side.
What are you talking about? Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, and the RNC did not like him, beat out 16 people. 16 people, and they allowed him to go through. Now, you can say that he is in the same boat as Sanders goes as far as being a threat to the status quo, but we already talked about that difference in the status quo when, you know, Donald Trump is anti-establishment in the way that, you know, all the other ways that you're actually talking some ideas that are restorative there. Bernie Sanders, he's anti-establishment in the way that he wants the establishment to be three times bigger, and he wants to be the emperor of it. You can say he doesn't want to be emperor. He's a democratic socialist. He still wants the empire to be three times as big. And listen to her. Listen to her. She was like at the epicenter of 2016 being rigged against Democrat voters, and she has this righteous indignation.
And for people to use Russian talking points to sow division.
Lie. Where? Right there. Another one. Which, of course, Russia was the go-to to cover up the stink of their entire process in 2016. It did not pan out for them.
Among Americans. That is stupid. So, Ronna, go to hell. Go to hell. I'm tired of it, Ed.
Yeah, that was when she doubled down. No. I'm right. Go to hell. All right.
We're not trying to prevent anyone from becoming the nominee.
Yeah, all right. I mean, what a lying bitch. What a lying bitch. Could she say that? Could Bernie Sanders, what did Bernie Sanders think when he heard her say that? If he saw this clip, he probably laughed. He was the one that she had to call to say that, sorry, Bernie. It's her turn. Oh, my God. So we'll see what happens here. Let me reload NBC. No, nothing yet. Nothing yet. Let me reload Drudge. I'm only going to be on for a couple more minutes. I just wanted to say hello to everybody. Robin, what's up?
Did she say that? Could Bernie Sanders?
Hello. Robin, you got to turn that. Yeah, Robin, you have to turn that down.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got it turned down.
Okay, Robin, what's up?
Okay, I'm calling from the hot zone in Seattle.
Oh, how's that going?
Oh, it's we've had I think three schools closed, two high schools and a grade school, because they had too many. Some kids showed up with the showing symptoms of coronavirus, and one parent, and we've got quite a few people catching it here. It's not really making the major news.
Well, we have a couple. We have a couple over
here.
America. In my county over here too, had somebody in New Rochelle. Yeah. So I don't know.
It's yeah. Well, they moved. They have their keep. They've got a quarantine center for the people who came in from China here.
I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to. I guess you got to do what you got to do, and try to keep it as I mean, be as diligent as you can with it, whether or not it's a global, you know, a life ender, or just something that's inconvenient and something you want to be able to curb. But at this point, it's so far beyond containment. I don't even know what the hell everybody's even just being so frantic about. So,
well, it's not really that serious. You know, at least here, it doesn't seem like people are, you know, dropping dead. I mean, some of the people that did die here, we have about seven now, and they were all had complications and,
right.
You know, extreme age and all that. So,
hey, well, you know what?
Nobody's too worried here.
Just keep the elderly and keep the sick in your thoughts, because it doesn't matter. Flu season is a very dangerous time of year for the for people with health complications and those who are older anyway. So it's just one of those things just to keep in mind and take all the precautions you can. And thanks for the call, Robin. It's good to get a update from right in the middle of it all.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good evening.
Have a good one. Take care. What else do we have kicking around? Oh, John Ward, you know, is back in action. Took a little bit of time off. I want to watch a little bit of this primary. He did a little bit of a primary update with Amy Klobuchar after she dropped out. And first of all, for Donna Brazile to say that nothing is being rigged, can somebody please tell me, what was the excuse? There had to be some kind of a press release or something that addressed this group dropout. How Mayor Pete and Klobuchar and the other one, I mean, why? Especially Tom Steyer. He spent like, what, $100 million of his own money? And you drop out the day before Super Tuesday? Just stick in there. If you really believe in your campaign and you really think that, I don't know, if you really believe that there is a chance to go on in there and you have an edge on somebody, he didn't show too poorly in South Carolina. Stay in for 24 more hours, 36 more hours. What the hell's the point? It doesn't cost you anything. And if you're reading the tea leaves like the rest of us and it goes to a brokered convention, then you actually really do have a shot. If the party looks over all of the options there and says, hey, let's go with Tom Steyer. He's moderate. He seems to be liked by this group and that group and blah, blah, blah. I just don't get it. How can you tell me that it wasn't everybody teaming up to do one thing? And that one thing is to empower one person over the only one in the entire field, as crazy as he is and as mindless as so many of his devoted followers are. And I hate to say it, because I'm sure there's some great people out there that are just mindless and completely led astray as to what anti-establishment means, as to what anything he stands for really is about. I know what he says he wants to do, how he wants to equalize the world and make everything right. But once again, just like with the whole climate change thing, you want to be able to help the planet. Well, what are you doing? Are you telling people to get more active locally, go, grab one of those sticks with a spike at the end of it and pick up styrofoam in a park? And what are you doing to do that? Oh, I'm petitioning for worldwide taxation so that a couple of people can manage a gigantic bank account and tax and spend the things that we create in our day-to-day life and our jobs. No. It's like, no, I don't care what you're selling at that point if the solution is fascism. So let's watch a little bit of this because it's only a couple minutes long. I like these short little John Ward ditties over here. Amy Klobuchar drops out. Oh, nice. John's got the new... Look at that. Let's go back and watch the new graphics. Oh, I can't wait to have graphics like that. It's going to be so great.
The president actually sent out a tweet. He made fun of me for talking about climate change in the middle of a blizzard, and he called me Snow Woman.
This is Democrat presidential Snow Woman, Amy Klobuchar. She has officially dropped out of the Democrat primary one day before Super Tuesday in the same totally normal and definitely not corrupt payoff sort of way as Pete Buttigieg. Both Klobuchar and Buttigieg were at the absolute bottom of the pile, though in very different ways, because while the pullout by the invader of South Bend involved considerably more squelching and a staff memo informing his aides they were now terminal, the collapse of the Klobuchar campaign was more an inevitable outcome of her taking her staffers and donors and beating them over the head with a joke so bad that it would have been the best opening monologue in late night television history. And also just beating them.
Wait, what's that part? What was that headline? Senator Klobuchar's staff mistreated reportedly goes back a decade, including throwing binders. Of course. What? Listen, I never saw this headline before. But of course this woman, you can't tell. You can't tell by looking at a person and listening to their voice. You can't tell that Hillary Clinton's voice, aside from it being somewhat burned out because of a lot of drinking. You can't tell that she is a screaming monster. You can't tell that she probably has spent 2/3 of her life off camera berating people like a maniac. Why do you think I say it's my joke that I beat into the ground time and time again with Amy Klobuchar, that she is a woman and one of the stereotypical angry tight-ass women that you see running some kind of a rec center like it's a concentration camp, telling kids to shut up, to play quietly? You can't tell? Oh, let's keep going.
So I wrote back, "Hey, Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard." So I wrote back, "Hey, Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard." So I wrote back, "Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard."
Can you imagine? I said that. I said it to Donald Trump. Do you love it? Do you love it? Can you believe it? Blizzard. Oh, God. Oh, insufferable people. Oh.
Sometimes, if you haven't noticed, you use a little humor. Like when he called me Snow Woman at my announcement in the middle of that thing, I wrote back on Twitter, "I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard." So I wrote...
Blizzard. Where did you write back, Amy? In a letter. I wrote him back in a letter. I wrote it right to him at the White House. You know, little humor, little light humor. Help you digest your food.
Wrote back, "Hey, Donald Trump." So I wrote back, "Hey, Donald Trump." So I wrote back. I tweeted back,
"The science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard."
That's my joke. That was my joke. So, good for her. Can't tell me that it's not all bullshit. Auntie Vodka, what's on your mind?
Hey, Frankie Trump. This is Amy Klobuchar. I'm eating a salad with my fork.
Oh, you moved back to forks.
I'm dropping out, but it's Super Thursday, so why don't we talk about our hair in the blizzard?
Well, I'm happy that you have moved on to forks, and you know, everybody was very concerned about your eating habits. But other than that, why did you drop out? Why did everybody drop out the day before Super Tuesday? Wouldn't cost you anything.
Well, I mean, they showed up at our hotel rooms with, you know, some bags of money and hair products. So my hair would not look like Donald Trump's in a blizzard. Am I right?
I know.
They paid us off. I'm not going to lie. With my little people Fisher-Price haircut. And I will beat your ass, you know, with my comb.
Well, I'm so sorry. Well, listen, I'm so sorry, Auntie Amy, but we know that you were hanging in there for the good fight, and there's no amount of ex-boyfriends now that can donate to keeping your presidential hopes alive. We're very sorry to hear about your failures.
So Pocahontas and I actually have a bit of a backroom deal going, but that's maybe for next time.
Well, we'll see.
When we talk about hair and whatnot.
Well, we'll see you in 4 years there, Auntie Amy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
All right. Take care. You know what? In another world there, too, Klobuchar is kind of cute. She's kind of cute. But it's just, it's a whole bunch of cringe, and it's just because she's so mean. I heard about those tornadoes in Tennessee. I hope, I know that we have quite a few people that watch this show from Tennessee. I hope everybody's all right. I hope your families are all right. I know that there was at least 20 people killed. That was, those damn things, man, they just drop down on you in the middle of the night. Sometimes you just, where the hell you know? Where do you go? I don't know. More on Chris Matthews tomorrow, maybe a little bit. Want to figure out what the hell? Why did he leave so abruptly? We have to talk about that. But we have a great show. Great show tomorrow night. Hold on. You know what? Rich Barris just said he can do a quick call. Let's give him a buzz. This will be good. This is how we'll end tonight's show. Hey, Rich.
Almost didn't hear you there.
Hey, Rich. How you doing, man?
Oh, you know, living the dream, buddy. Living the dream. Well, is it echoing in here a little bit?
No. You sound good. This is as impromptu as it gets here. I didn't even go live until 8:40. So I'm doing a really quick show because I didn't want to just skip tonight altogether. But I couldn't think of any better way to end tonight than talking to you. I'm trying to look at NBC News over here to see who is winning what and what the delegate count is. So to hell with it. How about you just take it away? What are you seeing so far, and what do you think is going to be happening come tomorrow morning?
Right. So this was always going to be, you know, Biden was going to start to rack up the wins early in the night. It was heavy media assists for Biden because, you know, when you keep hearing these races called, you know, it influences the vote that's still going on out west, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. I actually have heard of several voters already who are going into vote for Bernie, but they kept hearing, oh, well, Biden is viable. I'll switch my vote and vote for him. I actually had a reporter just tell me that about a line she was sitting in El Paso before. But in any way, you know, that was always the way this was going to be. And, Frank, what we had to know was whether Joe Biden was going to be able to make inroads in, among Hispanics specifically in non-Southern states. So he did not have a minority coalition like Hillary Clinton does, or did. And I'm still not convinced that he does, by the way. There is just a strong feeling, and you can see it in these results, there's a real strong feeling that they don't want to elect a socialist. The Democratic Party, as much as far left as they've gotten over the years, Frank, there's a strong feeling here, especially among Southern black Democrats, they don't want a socialist. You know, so Colorado just closed. We know that's over. We could call that the exit polls were so dominant. Bernie was a big delegate haul. But we won't know who's going to come out on top of this thing, despite what you hear people say, until we see how Texas and California shake out.
Okay, and that's the big two. So that's all I wanted to ask about. That was California and Texas, because you see Virginia and Maine and Vermont go one way or another, Alabama and all that. And but we know that the lion's share is in those two gigantic states. So right now, real quick, because I know you're going to be busy all night, and I'm glad that you even made 5 minutes for me. But right now, how's it looking in those two? Anything that can give you a hint as to where it's going?
Yeah, so actually, when we had the polls closed this past, you know, about 9 minutes ago, I would have said to you that I think Biden is going to barely take the state of Texas, right? But, you know, because that's just the way it is. But there's so much vote out in the western side, and I was wondering what was Beto going to do, you know? But Travis County is coming in pretty harder for Bernie Sanders. And if you look on the western end of that, you know, that tells me that he very well may do better than I expected, you know, after the Beto endorsement and the rally. By the way, Frank, that rally had like 700 people. It's not like there's a huge win behind Biden's back here. It's just if you add up all the votes, you know, the non-Bernie vote, and then, you know, Warren staying in this thing definitely hurt Bernie, just like we see Bloomberg hurt Biden in some of these places. But the Biden comeback is real. I mean, you have to acknowledge that. For instance, by the way, the voter analysis, even in a place like Maine, that was dominant for Bernie. And I thought we were going to be able to say that one, Bernie's right off the bat. But, you know, Biden is performing better when the actual votes come in. So, you know, it's always funny like that, which is why, you know, I always tell people, you know, don't listen to what you hear from, you know, from people, and don't jump to conclusions, because these things change and people's little dials move. You know what I mean?
Mm.
it just does. You have to see the vote come in.
Well,
so now with Texas, I mean, it's a coin toss.
So then I'm going to be doing what I usually do. Then I'm just going to be following what you're doing on Twitter, and then I'll wake up tomorrow and I'll see what the hell the massacre was all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, listen,
sure we'll talk.
I would suggest everybody else do the same. Richard on Twitter, everybody, please, Richard, give everybody the correct spelling of your Twitter account again.
It's at @peoples_pundit. So it's people's pundit, but there's an underscore in between it.
Yes.
@peoples_pundit.
And, of course, peoplespunditdaily.com. So thank you again, Rich, for dropping in for a couple minutes.
You too, my friend. All the best.
All right. Be well. That is a good man right there. It really is. And you know who else is a good man? John Ward, who is watching. I didn't expect this. John Ward says the tip of Frank's love hammer just barely scrapes the cosmic microwave background. Wow. And then he says, don't promo me. Of course. I didn't even know he was going to be watching. In fact, I was going to play two John Ward videos tonight, because I was going to play that music video, the cat music video. Amazing. And it reminded me of something else, because everybody was talking about, I had a question posed to me on Friday, whether I wear boxers or briefs. And I said, well, this is more like it. these new grown adult baby onesies, and then people started making variations for, quite frankly, merchandise. And then, you know, of course, then we got the model in. That was one thing. And then the latest one, speaking of John Ward and Frank in the cornfield wearing the baby onesies. And this is how the internet went today. So that's fantastic. I'm having a good time. And that's that. Okay, that's all for tonight. It's 9:13. I'm leaving. I want to get ready and for tomorrow. And it's going to be a good one. Tomorrow night we have a great guest. Great, great guest on. We are talking education tomorrow from a person on the inside. Good, good, good times. What else is going on in the chat room? People hanging out. Lion, dog face, pony soldier screams, my eyes. And, yeah. All right, well, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you're all here tonight. And I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Nighty night.
I'll catch you on the flip side.
And remember, everybody, get over to quitefranklypodcast.com. Also, the Discord. The Discord. Get on in there. The John Ward Discord, too, by the way. And on the Reddit. Go and check it out.
The U.S. president is Donald Trump. Yeah!